AI News by Conjero.
Good morning, Autonoe here. Today's AI News Roundup covers six stories that together feel like a phase change. Mass layoffs tied to AI deployment, a new OpenAI Trail of Bits security workflow, NVIDIA's cooling claims, Grok's fundraising amid an IP squeeze, Google making the Interactions API Gemini's default, and early pay-per-intelligence plumbing for agents. Let's dig in.
Aljanib here. First up, Oracle disclosed roughly 21,000 job cuts linked to AI adoption. That's not just a labor story. It's a signal that companies are moving from pilots to broad production deployments and expect AI to replace or reinvent whole job functions.
Those cuts force three realities. Teams must be restructured around productized AI. Companies will need clear governance to prove models' value and safety, and reskilling is suddenly urgent, but unevenly funded. Expect more public filings tying headcount changes to automation.
Patch the Planet is next. OpenAI paired Codex Security with Trail of Bits engineers and maintainers in a human-in-the-loop workflow to accelerate triage, patching, and verification. It's designed to speed fixes while keeping maintainers in control. This could change open-source vulnerability response times.
The catch is trust and provenance. Faster AI-assisted patches help, but maintainers need audit trails and clear rollback paths. If fixes arrive quickly but are opaque, downstream projects may be reluctant to apply them without human verification.
On infrastructure, NVIDIA's closed-loop warm water cooling is real and can cut or eliminate on-site water use for some data centers. Inside the facility, it's a big win. Lower water draw and higher rack densities, but the story doesn't end there.
NVIDIA's cooling shifts the footprint upstream. Less on-site water can mean more centralized water and energy consumption where components are produced or where chilled media is managed. Co-location and edge sites may not get the same benefits, so the net environmental impact depends on the full supply chain.
Grok raised $650 million to buy time, but NVIDIA's licensing and talent deal means NVIDIA now controls critical IP underneath the LPU architecture that Grok was betting on. That funding keeps Grok alive, but competitive leverage has shifted toward NVIDIA.
Expect chip competitors to pivot, specialize in niches, focus on software stacks and compiler differentiation, or partner with hyperscalers. Independent silicon will survive, but the playing field is getting narrower and more platform-driven.
Google made the Interactions API the default for Gemini and put new agent features there first, effectively shifting development flow away from generate content. Builders will see agent capabilities land in one API-first surface going forward.
That accelerates agent innovation for anyone committed to Google Stack. But it also raises migration questions for existing integrations. The old paths aren't dead yet, but priority and feature parity will tilt toward Interactions.
On commerce, Ampersand and Amazon Bedrock Agent Core payments show early pay-per-intelligence patterns. They propose a governed two-hop payment layer capable of routing payments across models and plugins, a practical step toward monetized autonomous agents.
If that plumbing takes hold, agents can become commercial actors, paying for services, routing value, and splitting fees across providers. That unlocks new business models, but demands strong fraud controls, compliance, and transparent billing.
Putting these threads together, deployment is no longer experimental. Teams are rewriting org charts. Platforms are consolidating control through APIs and IP. Security workflows are automating with human oversight, and commerce rails for agents are being built in public.
Synthesis. The hard work now is less about model accuracy and more about the production plumbing. Who owns the stack, how fixes get trusted and audited, and how money and environmental costs flow through ecosystems. That intersection will determine winners and who bears the social costs.
What to watch next? Fresh corporate filings on headcount tied to automation, audits of NVIDIA cooling footprints beyond the data center, Grok's partner list, adoption metrics for Interactions API, and pilot results from Agent Core payment systems.
For practitioners, prioritize verifiable change management for any AI-driven layoffs or redeployments, instrument security patches with clear provenance, test Interactions early if you depend on Google Agents, and run payment pilots in sandboxed environments before live billing.
That's our update for 23 June. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with the next set of developments as these stories evolve.
AI News by Conjero.